Yeah, hit everything. We were going to mention seed saving.
Well, let's talk about seed saving, and I'll just use a couple examples in my garden. I think earlier in the summer, in July maybe, we were talking about some heirloom seeds and what that word heirloom really meant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I grew out some heirloom lettuces, which mean that genetically they're going to come true to themselves. If I save them seeds and they didn't cross-pollinate with any other variety, that seed should produce the same lettuce that it came from. So I've got some lettuces that sort of went to seed way back when in the summertime, and they grew maybe 4 feet tall, and they flowered, and now all their flowers have gone to seed, and they're just sitting here on the head. The sun seems like it's going to come out because they're all wet and damp now. I'm going to maybe let them sit here today and then clip them off in later afternoon, just clip those tops off where all those seed heads are. And I'm just going to stick them upside down in a brown paper bag, and I'm going to bring that bag inside where it's warm and dry maybe for a day or two just to make sure that water gets out of whatever is, you know, hanging around on those seeds. And then I'm just going to store those, once those are nice and dry, in a cool, dark place for the winter.
Okay.
So that should hold those seeds nice and good, and then I'll be able to plant that delicious lettuce that I love this year out again and just keep those seeds in my garden going year after year. Very simple, simple to do. And those bean seeds that we